Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing conversation for you tonight, folks. Tonight on the conversation, I want to get into the debate. It's funny but scary at the same time. I want to get into what in regards to the debate. I want to get into also. So much other stuff. I want to get into all the facts checking, the stuff. I mean, if you're paying attention, if you believe it's because you're listening, I want to get into. What else do I want to get into? Cory Booker, I want to get into stuff that, you know, because they're saying that Joe Biden is going too much off of Obama and this and that. And different things, and Kristen Gillibrand, and all that stuff, and, you know, white privilege keeps whites from getting shot, even though whites get killed, you know, but, I mean, I want to get into so much more. Obamacare, is it working, is it not, you know, Joe Biden says it is, even though he doesn't use it, he's exempt from it, and all this stuff, you know, Colorado, Laura Roush Rice, actually sent me an article about how in Colorado now, because we got an opioid crisis, well, doctors are now able to prescribe cannabis instead of opioids. I'm going to get into that. And Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian agent, and she's going to be an independent, like an independent Democrat, and so that it divides the Democrats so that Trump wins. I want to get into that because, hey, that happens all the time with Republicans doing that. That's why Trump was smart enough to realize, guess what, folks? I'm an independent, but being an independent, it's just going to get Hillary Clinton in. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you all feel a part of. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no one. There is no rock like your God. Samuel 1:2-2. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. I also want to get into some Manchester United transfer news and all that, but
when Rush comes on Hannity, I'm listening to you on my phone watching Matt Hannity on the TV. Do you want me to comment on what's being said?
Sure, you can comment.
Okay.
Yes, Rush Limbaugh is going to be on Sean Hannity. And then what's funny is there's some things that Rush has talked, that I've talked about, that my like, remember about 3 weeks ago when you were talking about this? It's on Rush, it's on Hannity, or it's on
Rush.
Yeah, because there are people like, and I guess.
It makes my heart glad that maybe everybody's waking up to see it.
Yeah. Well, you think about it, when I sit there and I'm like, well, John McCain was a better option than Obama, but he wasn't the right. Well, he wasn't right either.
Right.
And when I heard all this stuff going on, and I'm like, why aren't they talking about this? Why aren't they talking about that? Why aren't they? And I'm screaming at the TV, and then you find out later, Sarah Palin, oh, we were told if we talked about Reverend Jeremiah Wright, we would be crucified. You know, and all this stuff. So, you know, but don't forget, I do have a PayPal link down there. 100% of what you see and do, we pay for out of our own pockets. So if you want to help make this even bigger and greater.
One of the biggest things you can do is like and
share.
Please, like and share.
But
like and share.
You want to know one of the biggest things you can do? You want to know what moves mountains? Prayers.
And we're thinking and we're going to try to go maybe where we can do a YouTube option besides the Facebook.
So
I'm thinking.
We're thinking about
it. I'm a producer because I'm trying to produce.
And But thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share. And I don't know, it's not till the end, and I know if you watch, so comment, like, whatever, you know. But Joe Biden, the Pennsylvania native, is what is he going to do? I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to eliminate fossil fuels, fracking. He's going to eliminate coal. You know, we're going to go back to that stagnant Obama era. Okay, is there clean coal technology? I want something better than coal, but it's 60% of our nation's energy. I want to get into this really quickly because it kind of ties into this one. Because I have a friend, Angie, and she does like High Expectations. She does all this amazing balloon art and stuff and all this stuff. And people like her get bombarded all the time. Well, you need to quit wasting helium on those stupid balloons and save it for medical equipment and all this stuff because it's a rare commodity and all this stuff. And, you know, and they blast her. And she posted an article, and I've commented on it, and I've shared the article. And, okay, helium is at a shortage. Basically, if helium costs like it should, a latex balloon filled with helium should cost about 50 pounds, which would be about $100 U.S. for one. I know people that the liquid helium that they use to do the cool down the MRI magnets, that they collect that gas that comes off that, and then that's sold and turned into a gas for balloons. If it's used in a balloon, whether it's a giant one for like the parades or whatever, that's the last bastion of use of it. You know, and they get bombarded all the time that, you know, that it's a precious thing. What is? Well, it's the second most abundant element on this earth. But being that, you know, they get bombarded a lot of time. How dare you? You're wasting this precious. And, you know, and people have found out how they can get like a metal wire and do the arches that way. You know, so they are, you know. And what's the least amount of helium that you can put in the balloon mixed with oxygen to let it float? Because if you're going to do it with that, you know, that way you can conserve and do this. And they get bombarded left and right. And, you know, coal right now is one of the biggest forms of energy. They believe that the future of driving a car will be nuclear fusion, which its byproduct is helium. So the problem will be solved. You know, but like when they go for natural gas, one of the biggest, they're trying to find ways to extract more helium out of the natural gas and all this stuff. And it's a, you know, just like I get bombarded by, oh, all this BS, you know, because people don't do their homework. You know, they get bombarded all the time, you know, and it's just like, and it's getting to be, once they get down to a certain level in the United States, until they find another avenue, it's going to be hard to get, and you might not be able to get it. But it's just one of those things, you know, that we all get, you got to do your homework. And even experts will tell you, two different experts will say two different things. So you got to do your homework and do your research. But, you know, Joe Biden wants to eliminate coal, eliminate fracking and all this stuff. Well, that's his home state. Pardon me. That's his home state. Coal is a huge part of his state. But guess what, you know? That's Joe Biden for you. He wants to eliminate all this stuff. You know, it's one of those where he wants to do all this stuff, but doesn't want to be just like Obamacare. It's doing so great. Let me see here. That Obamacare that's doing so great, let me see here. Premiums in 2013 were averaging $2,784. As of 2017, the premiums are $5,712, 105% increase. Yeah. Like Biden really cares about that Obamacare, because whatever healthcare plan he passes, he's not going to be a part of. Okay. Trump has fixed the VA. Okay. You can go anywhere and we'll pay that bill. I'm happy to put money towards helping a vet pay his bill. You know, the wall is being constructed. See, how can a politician, what can they run on if they get the VA going and they get a wall up and they fix these problems? How can they What can they run on? What can their policy be? I can't, you know. Who was going to, everyone said they were going to move the embassy. Trump did it. Trump moved the U.S. embassy in Israel. Everyone said they were going to do it. Well, they say they're going to do stuff, but they don't do it because if they did it, then what are they going to run on next time around? Look at how it's been over. It's been 40 years where people have said this trial and error law. And what the trial and error law is, what I call it, is if all else has failed, you can have access to experimental drugs. Drugs that are maybe, hey, you're terminal no matter what, so with this clinical trial drug doesn't help you, you're dead anyways. And if you got money, you can go to Canada or Mexico or France or whatever where they're allowing this to be used. But in a lot of cases, there are things that you can't do in this country. I had a friend that her mom went to Mexico to try to get a treatment for something that they don't do in the U.S. as a last-ditch effort. See, Trump is doing all this stuff. Politicians, what I see, and Democrats should see this too, and anyone should see this as common sense, is wait a minute here. What are politicians going to run on if they get the wall figured out? Or if they get, wow, Trump is going to allow you to buy drugs from Canada and other countries where they're way cheaper? I've seen this was before Trump was in office. I saw websites that had like memes and like little photos, and it said like, here's this pill in England, here's this pill in the U.S., and they were like at like 30,000 and like 400 for the same pill. Yeah, well, I can't campaign, I can't tell people I'm going to build the wall. If I get it built, I can't campaign on the fact that we're going to fix the VA if we do. They're going to run out of things to do if they fix. What are politicians going to be able to do if Trump fixes all this stuff? Here's one of the biggest things. Last night's debate, they didn't talk about the economy. I wonder why. You can say what you want about Trump's comments about Baltimore. $1.8 billion, where'd it go? Where did it go? Penny for penny, where did it go? You, as a Democrat, should be wondering where the heck that money went. Someone that lives in Baltimore should be, where did that money go? You should be outraged and wanting to know where that money went. The problem you deal with, Democrats don't want to hear it. Democrats should be outraged at stuff like that. There are things that are going on that should be. Just like they're trying to slowly come about that there might be medical value in cannabis. Not that there is. No, we still got a long way to research it, but because if all of a sudden they come out and say, hey, Reagan was wrong, cannabis is it's really good, then they're going to say, wait a minute, why did you lie all this time? If it has medical value, why all of a sudden now are you saying it does what, you know?
Was it Reagan or people telling Reagan?
And it makes you wonder. But you think about it like this. Go to Colorado. Alcohol consumption is in the toilet. It is plummeting where cannabis is legal. I deal with massive amounts of pain, and I used it in Colorado. I used it in Colorado, and when I tried to get like the high CBD stuff, you have to go to medical shops. And I got it for medical, because I deal with that. And it's nice when you go into a shop to ask questions and people. This is what I would recommend. My cat's in the studio going nuts, but Trump is, my point is, Trump is doing stuff. Trump is doing stuff, and all these politicians don't know what to do. Well, of course, because if they fix things, where are they going to campaign? Where are they going to run on? Where are they going to run on? You know, because Obamacare is just so great. You know, Joe Biden. And when they went off and they said, you know, when they said, like, well, Joe Biden's, you know, too clingy to Obama and all that stuff, I'm like, well, if what's wrong with that? If it was work, if it worked, if the inner cities were better, if black unemployment went down, if food stamp usage went down, if all this stuff went down. Remember when Al Gore supposedly had a plan that would eliminate the deficit 100%? Guaranteed?
He also made the internet.
Oh, that too. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he made it. Yeah, he wrote that when he made the, internet, he wrote that.
I'm just saying.
But my point is, if he truly had that plan that would actually do that, and which he didn't, but let's just hypothetically he did, if it was really going to make America with no deficit, wouldn't George Bush, for the betterment of the country, take that and wouldn't, I don't remember Al Gore offering that to George Bush. I mean,
Bush would have taken it.
Bush probably would have taken it and say, if this really is truly going to eliminate the deficit and we have fact checkers on both sides that prove it, guess what? For the betterment of the country, it should have been done. But it's all about getting votes. How can I get, that's what's up with this Democrat debate. It's how can I win Trump over? How can I get in? What can I say to guarantee me in? I was talking on one of my videos, if you saw one of my videos today, that like there's talk. Where's Barack Obama? Where's Michelle Obama? You don't hear about them. Michael Moore has come out saying that Michelle Obama needs to run for president.
Well, either Trump or Hannity was talking about. If you noticed last night with the debate, like they were telling Biden, you know, to distance himself, then I guess a lot of the Democrats are kind of turning on the Obamas. That he's looking into it, they don't know why, but
yeah.
Something's going on.
But you think about it like this, though. So many people in this country, a lot of the Dems thought he was the greatest thing ever. And they would vote for her, period, no matter what she said. She could say that she was going to euthanize every American. They'd be like, hey, all right. Thank you. Woo. Euthanize America again. All right.
That would be your slogan, too.
I mean, seriously, they would. See, Michelle Obama is one of those people that they would vote for because she's Michelle Obama. Just like Oprah Winfrey. If she was to run, they wouldn't. They'd vote for her because that's who she is. Period. Point. They don't care. They don't know. They don't want to know. They wouldn't be able to know the running mate. They wouldn't know anything. They would have voted for. They won't be able to tell you what you're supporting. They wouldn't know. Because that's going on with Barack Obama and the liberals. Because Barack Obama said he would send illegals back if they came here illegally. If you come across this border, we'll send your butt back. Barack Obama said that. Liberals. When you show them those videos, they're like, huh? They're like a deer in headlights. When you show them a lot of these videos, it shows Democrats saying the same thing Trump is saying now. I didn't know that they supported that. Huh? Yeah. Most liberals have supported everything. There's not much Trump. I don't think there's anything Trump is doing that a liberal has not supported in some faction. But like I say on my little video blogs, PG Pink Nationers, I say this. Show me a poor politician. Show me someone in D.C., a Republican or Democrat, that is suffering and hurting. No. Go to where their district is. They'll be at the... Go to a city where you have, like, state representatives. And I guarantee you, if you can get into the country club, that's where they have lunch. That's where they go. I went to a funeral for a lady. Her dad died. He was a priest. Like her aunt or something. Her uncle was like a priest or whatever, and related. And they had the a dinner thing, like a brunch thing after the mass, after the funeral mass at the church, at the country club. And three politicians, four politicians came in. Then this last one came in. Oh, we got your usual. It'll be out in a few minutes. No problem. They're all having lunch at the country club. You know? But you got Kamala Harris last night going off about how, you know, these kids are incarcerated like people in prison and all this stuff and all, you know, and, you know, and if you ever see that they have a new Monopoly, a Kamala Harris edition, where it's just every square is go to jail, go to jail, go to jail, because there was a time where she actually took, and DNA evidence would have set this guy free from death row, and she didn't want to, and she refused to, she was forced to turn it over. She had to. She didn't want to.
Kennedy's talking about the same thing right now. Geraldo on Hannity right now before Rush. He is like, he couldn't believe that she went off on Kamala Harris and how she was the darling last debate and how she just got tongue-tied. And
I think they're just all trying to one-up each other and just try to, and they're getting into it.
It's sad and scary and funny all at the same time.
Yeah, it is. Because, like my wife kind of said it best, but, like, last night when I was, because I, unfortunately for me, I have to watch some stuff on MSNBC and CNN to know what they're saying.
Thank God for me, you go in the other room.
Yeah. I mean, when I usually do it when she, because I have to know what, like, when some big issue happens, like, if there's a massive attack, I want to know what the left is saying. But, like, last night, if you're believing anything they're saying, then it's because you're listening. And you, when you listen to that debate last night, you should be like, what the heck? How can any, what? No, this is not like where they just mute it and they have like someone like a Comedy Central where they're dubbing, making up stuff they're saying. That's actually coming out of their mouths when they're.
My question is, how much longer are they going to tear each other up before they actually pick a candidate and then they're the next thing except next to Jesus? Like Obama was. That's what I want to know. How long are they going to do this until we get the next Obama?
I don't know.
Who do you think it's going to be? Who do you call?
I think.
Given the debate, I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't either.
I mean, because everyone's saying how Biden's lost his momentum and, you know, and lost his step.
Yeah.
He's too old.
But oh.
God forbid we get crazy Bernie.
Excuse me, but Bernie, he'd be like,
oh my goodness.
He would be like someone, he'd be like in the dementia ward like from the start of his presidency.
I think so.
He is, I mean, they're scary. But like, if you heard Joe Biden went to Kamala Harris at the debate, go easy on me, kid. You know, just be nice.
I think he was just being funny. That's just like, what, two friends? Like, when we were playing each other in school and stuff, me and my friends and stuff.
I don't think so.
You don't think
so? No, I think he's like, come on, make me look good. I really do think he was like, come on, man, I'll throw you some cash. I don't think that was a joke at all. I think that was real. A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel like that was real. That it was like, go easy on me, kid. Come on, man. Like,
I guess not watching last night and the night before, why I could stomach was a joke.
Oh, it's like I've had, it's like when Obama did the State of the Union. The political science 3000. Okay, stop. Fact check.
That was one of my favorite shows. Me and Dad watched that together all the time. we would sit there and pee our pants laughing so hard. Because you get these alien things or robots watching this old, I mean, old movie.
Yeah, and it's... But
it would be hysterical.
Yeah.
And they would just get up and pee.
Yeah, because...
But that was my favorite Glenn Beck. That fat chat.
Yeah, because like... Because, like, I got ridiculed. Like, did you watch that whole debate? And how can you talk about it? I'm like, then watch Glenn Beck, because you don't have to hear the whole debate. When he sits there, when Obama sits there and says, okay, see this pen right here? I don't need you, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer. You're worthless to me. I can vote you out with this pen. And if that doesn't say and speak volumes, what
then
does?
You're not going to get it.
You're not going to get it. Oh, don't forget, I got about 25 minutes left in the program. Don't forget to like and share. You know, if you want to comment, go ahead. I can't tell until it's over how many people I had, so I don't know who's watching or not watching. So if you're watching,
please like
and share or whatever. You can love too, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just so we know who's here. So like, because like there's times where I want to share this with my friends on Facebook, but I don't know who's. I don't want to sit there and piss. Huh? Rogers? Rogers?
Oh, okay. It's not him. Different Paul.
Huh.
But yeah, guys, that are watching,
Paul
Dotas? Like and share.
D-O-T-A-S? Okay. But thank you so much for tuning in.
Please
yeah.
like and share.
Please like and share. But like the video I did this morning, you know, going back to all this, you know, if they really care, if the politicians really cared about America and really cared, then here you go, George W. Bush. This is the plan that will eliminate the deficit. Cool. Yeah, Republicans have fact checked it. It's going to do that. It's going to work. Okay, we're going to implement it. They don't want to do it. You know, Obamacare is working. You know, you got to fact checking because there's no facts last night. You know, white privilege keeps whites from being shot. So, okay. So I want to know if you comment down below, what is white privilege? How do I get it? I want to know because I'm tired of working. I'm tired of busting my butt to be. Today was my day off and I went into work. Because I'm providing for my family. Because I do that for my wife. I do that for me. Where's this white privilege? I want to know. I guess if I have white, I guess I don't need my Second Amendment. I guess I don't need to conceal and carry my gun because I've got white privilege. I remember when Antifa was going on and there were some people that were like standing with Black Lives Matter. These white, yeah, if any of you black people want to leave, take a white person with you because you'd be protected by the white privilege. I'd be like, what you mean protected by my white privilege? I want to know where this comes from. What is white? How do I get this? Michael Jackson had black privilege. No, he didn't. Michael Jackson worked his tail off. Michael Jordan, there's no such thing as black privilege. Mike Jordan got where he was because he said, Coach, I'll be here at 5 a.m. every morning and practice for 2 hours before school, 4 hours after school. Okay, I'll be there with you. It's called work. Steve, I used to say all the time in interviews, well, I thought everyone could do what I did, but then I didn't realize I was practicing 8-9 hours a day. White privilege keeps white people from being. And that's coming from a white person. It's not like a black person. It's like a white person going, you know what? The irony of her getting shot right now would be like, I'm just saying. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying. If she were to get shot, the irony of what she said and, you know, I don't want any, you know, and that's what I try to get with people. If you're liberals, I hope you watch the program. I hope you watch. But I hope you name somebody. Okay, like Obama. I like when he, I like the fact that if you're here illegally, we'll send you back. I support that. I support, let's send people back that are here illegally. I support that. Pardon me. I support that. There were things about Obama I did support with his border policies and stuff. But it's amazing when you showcase things about Obama and Hillary Clinton that they said in the past or recently. That's against. And now that Trump supports it. Wait a minute here. I didn't know that he said, I didn't know that. Do your homework. You should like Obama, but you should disagree with things he says. You should like Trump, but there should, I mean, executive ordering things. What's funny is, like, Obama, like, do this for me. Go look up, like, executive orders, like, by president. Like Obama, everyone's like, oh, he all these executive orders, and he's like on like he's near the end. He hardly did any. He did like 300 or something, and like the most was like 5,000 or something. I forget. It's like ridiculous how far off. You know, I think it was Theodore Roosevelt that did the most. It was like amazing. You know, I got about let me see here. I got about 28 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. I have listeners from Canada and France and Germany and Egypt and, you know, Australia and stuff. Well, that's for the European football, English Premier League and stuff I talk about. But, you know, what's going on in our country is going on in your country probably too, you know, where the government wants to control you and run you and own you. You know, but don't forget, if you're watching on Facebook, I can't see who's until the end. It says, like, I have, like, 30 views, 50 views, 20 views. Don't forget to like if you want to comment or have a question. Even, and then this, you know, like and share if you know someone that's into stuff like this, like and share. On my videos that I do, like the daily vlog things that I'm doing now, like and share those. Share those with people. Get the word out. I do have a PayPal link. Everything you see here, We're paying for all this. This is not free. If you want to help out, make the show better, you know, feel free. If you like what you hear, you like what we're doing, and you want to support it, go right ahead. You'll get a shout out. But I can't tell, so if you want to like so I can see who's watching or whatever, you know, feel free. It's not that hard. It just takes like 2 seconds or.
Rush was talking to Sean, and, you know, they were the mainstream of lamenting and boo-hooing about how there was no ambition or gumption or excitement, you know, during the debate. And how they're asking, they're wanting Michelle Obama to come in and save them. Look, if they're asking her to come in and save them, that tells you they have no confidence in who's running right now.
Yeah. I could look at it like this. I think I see your point, but I also see the point of, well, we want to make sure we can get someone in here that's going to be a guarantee that you're going to get people to vote for her. I think there's a lot of people that are past that point. There's probably about 15% that are like, okay, I supported Obama and he let me down because I live in South Chicago. I live in Baltimore, so hey. No
and
way.
He was also talking about how 3 years ago, they didn't even think Trump could win seriously or was even serious about winning. Now they don't have anyone that could beat him.
Yeah. But like last night, they weren't even talking about the economy.
Yeah.
Well, they can't. The only thing they can bash is something that Trump really has no control over. And what we're talking about is something called inflation. Because stuff is so expensive. You know, but is Tulsi Gabbard, is she going to go independent? Because she was going off on, I mean, she was getting into it with people. I mean, and not that the Democrats really have any like, clear-cut agenda, like, this is what we stand for, this is what we believe, except for to help illegals and support sanctuary cities and all that, but... Yeah, and hate Trump. Other than that, they don't really have an agenda. They don't really have an agenda. You know? They don't care. Look at those people from the migrant that came up here, the migrant train. How many American flags did you see on that one? Not many. I didn't see any. Look at that. That's very telling. Look at these Venezuelan people that escaped from here, and these Venezuelan people, when they interview, these Venezuelan people are saying, guess what, folks? Americans, wake up. They told us that we need to take away, they need to take our guns to protect children. They need to do this. All these things that are happening in America that the Democrats are telling you, they were fed those lies.
Like what they were just talking about, you know. Everything the Democrats say is how bad America is, how bad the people are, you know, we're racist, how they can't see anything positive about this country. They can't say anything positive about this country. What kind of agenda, how can, is that?
Yeah.
What kind of agenda is that?
Exactly.
How is that going to make me inspire? If Trump is saying he's going to make it better. He wants to keep it. He wants to make it great.
Yeah.
And keep it great.
Exactly.
That exactly. I can get behind.
Yeah. Well, it can't be better because they would be having nothing to do. But I want to get into this because Cincinnati, Ohio had a thing with Trump on it. And with the rally with Trump, he was talking about how they're cutting the opioid crisis in America and all this stuff. And go to Colorado. Alcohol usage is plummeting. Opioid abuse is plummeting. You know, the big thing I try to do is I try to get people over these stereotypes. It's dangerous. It's, you know, okay, so you can take fentanyl, morphine, diazepam, you can take benzos, all this stuff, and it's fine. But pot is bad. Well, Colorado doctors are going to be allowed to prescribe marijuana in place of opioids. It may work for you, it may not. It may, you know, you may find out that, hey, I tried CBD and it just didn't, I couldn't, you know. It may not work. It may work, whatever. You know, you get to try those. I mean, I got CBD oil in here, and I'm actually doing research on this because there's been people recently that, because of vaping, they've had major, major problems, and they're like permanent lung issues and all this stuff. That's why this is flavorless, tasteless. This is just pure CBD in there. There's no flavorants. There's no glycerol. There's nothing, you know. And that's one thing you got to do the research on. I'm looking into that because there are people that take like a hit off a joint, don't inhale, but they have 10 cases of beer in them and they blame the pot, not the alcohol. You know, and I want to make sure that, you know, is someone that was he using a, like a vape pen that had flavorants and glycerol and all this stuff that's not safe when it's heated up or what? I don't know. But it's just one of those things. I think it's great that we're getting into an era where it, you know, that, of course, I live in Indiana where, you know, we got the police force. Don't worry. You won't be able to get into Indiana with that illegal contraband. Yeah, they start trying to pull over every vehicle that comes into Indiana. That'll get shut down real fast with a lawsuit because they've tried that in Colorado, that if you're leaving Colorado and you have an out-of-state license plate, that's licensed to pull you over because you have to be, and that didn't last at all. You know, I try to educate people. Because you've been brainwashed for so long that that drug is so bad and so dangerous and so deadly. There's not one shred of evidence that indicates that if you smoke cannabis, that it's going to, that you're going to be any less affected or get your chances of getting hurt at work are not going to go up just because you smoke cannabis. But you got to be smart, and just like any prescription, most your doctor should tell you this, take that at night so that you can see how your body reacts to it. That way you don't have like a reaction when you're, I'm going to take it, I'm going to try this drug for the first time when I got to drive to work, when it says that you can have issues with dizziness and all this stuff. They're like one of the biggest side effects that 90% of people have is dizziness and all this stuff. Well, and take it at night, because if you have that, then hey, it only happens at home, and you can have vertigo in the bathroom and puke in the bathroom, whatever the case. You know, treat it like a medication, like it is. Take it and see how your body reacts. It's like you would any prescription. You know? But people don't care. You know, it's like, oh, when people down massive amounts of alcohol, no one cares. Or like when a kid is on all these highly controlled prescriptions, no one cares. But as soon as they give them cannabis, how dare you? How dare you give them oil that has THC in it? How dare you give them a Hershey's Kiss that has cannabis, made with cannabis butter, and you give them like a fifth of a piece of it? Where is Child Protective Services? Why isn't she being thrown in? Why isn't she being executed? Why aren't they hanging her for what she's doing? How dare she do that? Oh, but the narcotics, the antidepressants, antipsychotics, muscle relaxers, the pain meds, all this stuff. Who cares about that? That's safe because it's a pharmaceutical. Oh, here's a fentanyl chewy for a little kid. It's safe. Yeah, it's, no, but cannabis, oh, how dare you do that? How dare. And that's this world we live in, and we try to educate these kids. You know, when I first found out about like Irvin Rosenfeld and some of these people, and I'm like, wait a minute here. There's, you know, and that's when you look at like that Investigational New Drug Act, and you find out that Irvin Rosenfeld has been getting medical cannabis for how long? It's crazy, but people don't care. Trying to type with this cord in the way. Yeah, I'm just trying to type with this cord in the way. But it's just one of those things that people need to wake up and realize that when you see him and he gets it and all this stuff, and I talk about him a lot, but wait a minute here. If he gets it,
cigarettes every 25 days,
then there's a double standard here. And that's going on, period. You know, and you need to wake up. And that's what we try to do because, oh, it's so deadly, it's so dangerous, it's so this. Well, do your homework. If he's been getting it since 1982 and it's so dangerous, it's so deadly, wait, no, that's because they're lying to you. That's what the government does. And I did share a link to one of his videos down there. Check him out. Get his book, My Medicine. Let him know I said hi. I've talked to him many times. He's a great guy. But it's this world. I think a lot of people are waking up. And I really do, you know, because now people are starting to see, well, look at Colorado. Where's all the problems? Oh, I was told all this negative stuff is going to happen when you legalize it. Well, actually, teenage use is down. Opioid abuse is down. Alcohol consumption is down. If you legalize it in this state, you would have 7, 8, 9 hour lines for cannabis. And everyone you see in line would be people that did it anyways. They're just finally allowed to do it legally. And I think it's great that they're finally giving the doctors the ability to say, hey, try this. Try that. Let's, you know, try something high in terpenes. Try different things. See what works. Try stuff. Treat it like a medicine. Because, yeah, treat it like a medicine. Okay. How will it affect you? Find out how it affects you first. Get a 9% THC. Get a 15% THC and mix it with CBD. Because that was actually, there was like a CBD thing that they sell at Fresh Time, and the one in West Lafayette, they had the rep there. And I'm talking, and this guy's like, well, technically, I don't know how true this is, but he goes, if you're smoking the hemp flower, hemp CBD, you're actually, it's any smokable flower is 100% marijuana. They just have bred it to where there's virtually no THC in there. And I'm like, I didn't want to argue with him, but I'm like, if you look at, what's that show, Trailer Park Boys, they used a 100% zero THC industrial hemp for the plants in their videos. I can take hemp varieties, and they don't look any different from the marijuana varieties. Now, some people say that, well, the true hemp has a long stalk with has flower on the top, but now they say that most of the hemp varieties that they claim, they're just hybriding out the THC in some of them so that they're, you know, but okay. But because one question I'm always asking, I ask this question, I'm like, well, if I use Charlotte's Web, it's 20% CBD, what is that equivalent to in milligrams? Because they're totally different. I'm like, well, okay, so if you got a 5 milligram chewable and I give you 20% CBD Charlotte's Web, cut a piece of flower so that when I smoke it, it's equivalent to the 5 milligrams. They can't tell you. I guess they're that different. I don't, whatever. But I mean, it's just something I'm learning. And got about, in a few minutes, I'm going to get ready to get into the Premier League here coming up. But before I do that, folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in to all my videos. Kyle's Conversation is my Facebook page. When I set it up, you can't change the name. Because that's not, it used to be Kyle's Conversation. Now it's a weekly conversation with Kyle. So that's what, because
you
of.
You do it.
Huh?
Once a week.
What?
I like Kyle's Conversation because you do it, the conversation, twice a week.
Because that's what original Kyle's, but I switched it to the weekly conversation with Kyle.
You just gotta be extra.
But anyways, so that's the Kyle's Conversations, that's the page. I do have PayPal in this link and on that page if you want to help donate. And
please like and share.
Please share this video. Please share this video. Please like. Doesn't take that long. If you're into stuff like this, please share. I don't know, because I don't know who watches and who doesn't. You can comment down below. It's not till the end, because if you watch this program, I can't tell who watches until the very end, but thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. And I want to get into, this is for all the people that listen around the world, some Manchester United Premier League news. And if you, as I get into this, wow, where do I even begin? Because at the end of the season, all we said, there are some players that are going to be here at United and players that are going to be gone. Okay, out of the squad from last year, Pereira's gone. Okay, out of squad last year, you have, let me see here, Fellaini's gone, thank God. Myron Fellaini, he was a waste of space. He's gone. But, like, okay, we got Wan-Bissaka and Daniel James. There's talk that Bruno Fernandes is, the talks are done, even though he, you know, and Dybala is who they're talking to now. There's talk of Dybala for Lukaku swap, you know, player for player. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. You know, I think if you take, I want Bruno Fernandes over Dybala in our heart. I mean, but we've been linked so heavily, and we scouted him even when it was with Jose Mourinho. And why are we not going after Bruno Fernandes? Why are the reports saying, you know, we've supposedly put in a £80 million bid for Harry Maguire, which should be accepted. You know, sorry, but if we don't get Harry Maguire, then guess what, folks? Nothing we can do on that one. Because, I mean, hey, it's their loss. I mean, they need that money. We don't need, we're spending the amount of money we're spending the amount of money that, like, clubs like Newcastle United spend. We should be spending four times that. Bruno Fernandes, we should be doing. There's evidence that we might be in for Koulibaly again, but I think that deal is done. I think a lot of this talk is hogwash just to try to make a statement. I think if we get anybody, it's going to be Harry Maguire. The baller, I think, can happen. His agent is supposedly in England talking to United, so we'll have to see. I will be surprised if we get anyone outside of the Wan-Bissaka and Daniel James we've already gotten. Anybody we get in here, I would be on cloud nine. I'm like, you know, and I do truly believe that because I don't see us signing anybody else. I mean, when we have players that want to come to United and they adamantly talk about wanting to come to United and be at United and play for United, and then they end up not going here, I don't know. Are the owners trying to cash in before they sell the thing and try to get, you know, okay, we got Alex Ferguson. We're riding on the tail of him. Now, Alex Ferguson is long gone. That balloon popped. That sale came down. Time to move on, folks. Okay. You can't be Ollie out. If the transfer window ended today and all we got was Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka, how can you blame Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer for the Newcastle United Sunderland transfer window? If we don't get players in and players out, I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is keeping some of those players like Ashley Young and Phil Jones because, yeah, they're past their prime, but if I don't get anyone in, they're better than nothing. We're not going to win titles with them, but hey, what if I get rid of Ashley Young and Phil Jones and Rashford and Pogba goes and Lukaku goes and I get like one person in? Okay. It'll be like Hoosiers. You only got four players out there. My team's on the court. Okay. Well, maybe it would force them to play the academy players, the under 21 squad. Maybe. I don't know. But you can't be Ollie out if we don't get anyone else. I think if we don't get Harry Maguire, then I think it's due. I mean, I think the owners still are, though the Glazers are American, I think they're Jewish. I think so. I think they're trying to get Harry Maguire for the lowest price possible, but he's worth $80 million. Take it and go. He's someone that if we overpay a little bit, I don't have a problem with it because I don't see that he's not going to be a Zlatan Ibrahimovic. He's not going to be someone that, like, okay, hopefully we get 2 great years out of him because that's probably all we're going to get, if that, you know. He's someone that's going to – he's good and he's going to get even better. And that's where I'm at. I pay the money. It's not like it's – he's not a 29-year-old that's going to be 30 that you're gambling that since he was so dominant that hopefully you get 2 great years out of him. No, he's someone that you're going to have 4 or 5 great years.
Barring injuries,
yeah, of course. But I don't – but I think – Ole Gunnar is keeping some of these players because he doesn't see the board buying anybody. And he's like, well, okay, if I get rid of all this deadwood, then what are we going to do if I don't get anyone to come in? And I got rid of 5 players that need to go, but I get 1 player in. Okay?
Yeah.
And I truly believe that.
That's a problem.
I see that.
Yeah.
Like, let's say Pogba goes. Who's going to – I mean, some of these players want to leave and they should go. If Pogba wants to go, they should have said, okay, who are we going to get to replace him right then and there, and how can we help him go to wherever he wants to go? He doesn't want to take the shirt, and Pogba is obviously not going to come to Old Trafford, take off his shirt, rip out his heart, put his jersey on, and give 900%. If someone gets injured on the pitch, take and put his heart back in and make sure they're okay, and once they're okay, take the heart back out and give 1,000,000%, like, Roy Keane, when you had all the videos when they'd be in the tunnel and Roy Keane would be like, you're at Old Trafford. On the pitch, you're going down. He had heart. These players now like, yeah, whatever. I got my $200,000 a week. I don't care. Whatever. Win, lose, or draw, I get paid. You know, there's no heart. There's no blood, sweat, and tears. You know, I think we need to go back to the days where the football players worked in the mill 40 hours.
I think for, like, American football, haven't you said if they don't win, they don't get paid? You know, like the 49ers.
Yeah, like they should get paid if they win. They should have, like, a...
Shouldn't that be the way with that too?
That would be great. Come on, man. My mortgage is in foreclosure. We got to win this game. Come on.
I mean... Even if it is Old Trafford, if they don't win, they don't get paid. What would they do then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you could get rough on that field because they might be blood.
Yeah. You're gonna red card. I want to thank you. I got about 90 seconds on the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Don't forget to like and share. Comment. Even after. I want to say this, like the videos, if you're watching a video, like I've had people respond to a comment I made on a Mind Jamal video like a week ago, you know, so, you know, if you want to like and share those, feel free, they're public, let people get the word out, like and share, comment, let me know you'll watch it, if you're one of the viewers, like or love or whatever so that we know who's out there? I can't tell. Unless you comment or like, we can't tell who we are. I want to give a shout out to Laura Reif for that article on Colorado doctors that are actually able to now prescribe cannabis as a real medicine, which it's always been. You know, it's awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give a shout out to our great President Trump.
Yes.
Shout out to, this is Rush's 31st anniversary. That's why he was on Hannity.
Hard to believe. The EIB network.
You know who got me on the Rush?
Dad. See, I belong to the perfection in broadcasting. Remember, folks, with the fervor of alliance and the protection of our property, we mutually put to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. From the Perfect Broadcasting Network, I'm Kyle Wolkrout. Peachy Pink Nation, good night, and God bless you. Goodbye.